have you on board here. Follow the Money on a Monday morning. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Full hour yet to go. In about 5 minutes, we'll run down tonight's card that we have in the NBA, NHL. Sprinkle in some college basketball as well. You can always get in touch with the show. Email is open. It's ftm@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. On Twitter, at vsin live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. This is a good email from Luke. Asked three questions. What's the worst thing you've ever bet on? And he said in parentheses, in college, we would set lines for Madden NFL games and set the PlayStation to simulation mode and bet on games. That is awesome. I love that. I can't believe I never did that with my buddies back then.
Oh, God.
We were very close to going. I'm not going to say that this would be a bad event to bet on. From what I understand, it's very popular. A buddy of mine and I were in Miami one time, and he wanted to go find Hi-Li to bet on, which is a thing. And I was like, well, okay, let's look it up, see where it's at. Not the best part of town. I was like, Doug, maybe we don't make this. I would say I bet on snooker before because I have no idea what I'm doing. And I follow a couple of people from over in the UK, that area, that are good on snooker. But the offerings on snooker are just impossible to find. That'd be my example. Anything jump out to you?
Always funny. Yep. I know Teddy Covers, a friend of mine. Teddy Covers, you had a snooker guy and a darts guy. But you're right. How you get down, how much, and all that. Right. But as far as, you know, worst thing, I did feel kind of dirty betting on the Little League World Series once.
Okay.
Oh, I bet against the local team here when they made a run. Whatever. Money's money.
Sure it is.
And it's also kind of like this network. Well, do this, I don't care what it is. If you have a credible guy on who knows what he's doing and he keeps giving out winners, it doesn't matter if it's ping pong or the NBA.
No, not at all.
What's the difference? If a guy gets hot, you know, it's like the follow the money 5 and 6 is a great example.
Yeah, right.
And that really got us back into hockey a couple of years ago. When something's hitting 85-90%,
sure.
Who cares what sport it is?
UFC, golf,
yeah,
hockey, soccer, I don't care what it is. Best live sport in person. Pick one. NBA, NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, or PGA. Mine are very close at the top. I got to go Major League Baseball or NHL in person. Tough to tell the difference between PGA. You can't see enough of the course. It's difficult to do it. NBA live, no thanks. NFL, no chance on a Sunday. No way. I'd rather be at a sports book. Mm-hmm. And then best U.S. city for a bachelor party. We're in a pretty good one right here in Las Vegas. But I would actually
hard to beat this. Yeah.
It's tough to beat Vegas. I might lean New Orleans because I'm a huge fan of that city.
I took a jazz class in college. And the professor told the story. They used to go down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, and it would happen every year. Sometimes guys wouldn't make it back. They're like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm staying." And that was it.
Is that right?
Yeah. You see, tell you every year what happened. There's, you know, some guys don't make it back. They stay in New Orleans.
I don't blame them.
That's right.
Just the utter debauchery that you can get into is the second that you land. It's so good.
I wonder if Derek Stevens is going to go to some nights games. How that's going to work?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You only allow 2,500 in. I would think Derek Stevens would be one of them.
Yep. Luka joined LeBron James as the second player in history to accomplish this. That's coming up.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Top two teams of the NHL's Western Division meet today at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights, $1.45 favorite at home with Minnesota. Vegas, number one of the West, 12-4-1. Minnesota, winners of six straight, have moved up to second in the West Division with a 12-6 record. They're the +125 underdog, 5.5 under the total. In the NBA, the Portland Trailblazers look to end a four-game losing streak. They're laying 6.5 at home against the Charlotte Hornets, 235.5 the total. College basketball, Virginia, 14.5-point home favorite against Miami. VSiN experts are analyzing all the hoops, hockey, tennis, and soccer action every day to help make you a sharper better. Right now, you can get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guide through the College Hoops Finals, for just $50. Invest in your sports betting success today, vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Don't wait days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, get $250 match bonus, fastest payouts, and only one-time playthrough at BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. It's valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Illinois, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. 1-800-GAMBLER. Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. Michigan, 1-800-270-7117. Virginia, 1-888-532-3500. Not valid in Iowa. There you go.
All right, tickets are going to be punched this week. We made it, especially what happened last year, considering the madness was canceled. But we did get a good portion of championship weekend. At least the little guys finished their tournaments. And four tickets will be punched this weekend. We had the Horizon League that started last week. The Big South quarterfinals are today. Winthrop in action, the one seed. They went 20-1 this year. Lost one game to Asheville by 2 points. And then the Ohio Valley, that's with Belmont. Their championship game is Saturday night. And then there's three, Arch Madness, Missouri Valley, Atlantic Sun, and the Big South championship games will be Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So now tickets are getting punched, tournaments are starting, and day basketball now all week. And the Atlantic 10 starts Wednesday as well, as they have to move things around. We just highlighted that weird schedule that they have with the championship game 8 days after the semifinal game. But there's a Pac-12 game this afternoon, a couple of the Atlantic 10s finishing up their regular season, some other day games. And that Stephen F. Austin game goes at 1 o'clock Pacific as well. Be careful out there. As Sean Harnish made a good case with good numbers
here,
that Austin destroyed him in the first meeting, and he wants to lay the points in the game tonight.
Yeah, let me give you the info again here on this game. Stephen F. Austin, 7th best team in the country at making you turn the ball over. They do that 24% of the time. Central Arkansas ranks dead last in the country in offensive turnovers. They turn it over 24% of the time. When you add in the fact that Austin is the 4th best offensive rebounding team in the country, they should end up with about 24 more shots than Central Arkansas. Here's the best part. Central Arkansas is one of the worst teams at creating turnovers on defense. So you don't know how they're going to get those extra 24 shots back. Sean says, lay the points. It's now up to, 10.5 or 11. And the first game was 95-69. So it's a terrible matchup for Central Arkansas. And won't be surprised if this number goes on the move at some point today.
And this is very difficult. I mean, consistently picking winners is hard. And it's like when we always talk to Nigel. Nigel's breakdowns are so good, much like Lou. If the pick loses, I mean, you can't be mad. It's just, but and Sean has this too with the Rutgers-Nebraska game.
Sure.
And here at Circa, the total's only 136.5. Nebraska playing their 12th game in 22 days. Defense has become non-existent. Every game's turning into a track meet. Purdue, second fastest game of the year against Nebraska. Penn State, same thing. Illinois, fastest game of the year Thursday. Last 10 days, teams are averaging the top five offensive game of their season against Nebraska. And if you look at the numbers and if things hold, as Rutgers by double digits, but certainly well over the total of 136.5 based on what Nebraska has with this Matador defense and the crazy pace in their last few games. Some ACC day games too. Miami and Virginia, 3 o'clock Pacific. The North Carolina-Syracuse game. And some bubblicious games at night. Oklahoma, Bedlam again, round two. After they just met, that's a pick 'em here at Circa. And Colorado State's laying a bunch against Air Force, who's atrocious. But
yep.
Colorado State firmly on the bubble here. So this game won't do anything for them as well.
Yeah, we also get Arizona and Oregon tonight. Oregon opened up 5 here. They played not too long ago. That was back and forth. A lot of lead changes. Oregon won by 2.
Well, what do you do with the teams on the pause as well? Some of that comes into play with the Big South, where they had a lot of games canceled at the back end of the schedule. I mean, like, I was looking at Asheville tonight, laying 3 in the quarters. They split against Longwood, but both games were on the road. And then you're off. Look what happened to Baylor. I mean, Baylor's been a freight train, but with all that time off, now they come out, and they were sloppy against Iowa State and lost to Kansas.
I think Baylor's the prime example. I mean, they were playing as good as Gonzaga before they hit this pause. Come back, like you said, lucky to beat Iowa State, and then just, I mean, never really had it on Saturday against Kansas. I'll give you another one, too. It's not very recent, but when Michigan came back off their pause, their first game was against Wisconsin. They were getting destroyed at halftime. And in the second half, they got it together. It only took them a half, actually. But in the second half, they came all the way back to beat an overrated Wisconsin team. But it was still, you know, that first half after their pause, it was like, okay, you're down to Bucky by double digits here. And the same thing has happened now to Baylor back-to-back games. And they were very lucky to come back and beat Iowa State in that game. So I think it's a great question how you look at these teams.
Friday and Saturday, very underrated this week. Because Friday is a lot of the little tournament. You got Arch Madness that starts 10, 11 o'clock in the morning out here. You have, you know, they tinkered with the schedule. That's usually the semis of the Ohio the Ohio Valley.
Yeah.
At night, but they're adding quarterfinals this year, I believe, as I was looking at the schedule. But this is always fun where, and they used to change it. Usually were three bids that go out, but you get four bids that go out this weekend. And then you got the semifinals in most of these leagues Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, basically now we have almost two championship weeks.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. And the Atlantic 10 starts too early. And
the Horizon picks it back up tomorrow. I believe they have four games going tomorrow in their conference tournament because they had early games last week.
Yeah.
I think Detroit was playing in a game. I know that they were.
Oh, the West Coast. Yeah, the West Coast starts out here this week. Well, now that's a little convoluted about how they do it with their bracket as well.
It is, right.
But sometimes they have the bye and sometimes they don't have the bye. But you could have Gonzaga play, I think it would be Saturday. They can't play Sunday because of the BYU rule.
Right.
How they did that.
It'd be Saturday, then Monday for the title game, I think, has been the night that they played every single year. What do you think about Gonzaga? Really?
Have you seen a price to win a conference tournament?
For them?
Does anyone put it up? What is it?
I haven't even.
You could tell me anything. I wouldn't be surprised. 5,000, 10,000. I mean, what? Gonzaga to win a conference.
So how do you think they approach it? Right? Because they're a one seed no matter what. They could lose in their first game as a 30-point favorite, and they're going to be a one seed. They're going to be the number one overall seed, in fact, I would think. Okay, so does it mean...
No. Stay sharp. No, stay sharp. Go undefeated into the tournament.
A lot of people have that theory that a loss is not bad before you go into the tournament, though.
It doesn't matter, though. They'd win the tournament with their D game. They're so much better than these teams.
I mean, numbers tell us it's the best Gonzaga team he's ever had. Yeah. And then come tournament time, it's going to be a long time since they actually, that's why they were trying to, you know, they were frantically trying to schedule teams that also had, like, cancellations because of their opponents not being able to play. What is that? Was it Houston, I believe? Gonzaga was willing to play Houston a couple of weeks back, and the Cougars said, no thanks, we're good. We don't want to go out and lose by 25 in this game.
Yeah. Baylor, West Virginia, is that on for tomorrow? It was off. It was on. Reschedule the makeup games.
Well, as of last night, looking at the games, it was on.
Baylor, okay. That'd be fun. That'll be fun. That's a really good ESPN game. And that's a 2 o'clock tip out here tomorrow. Association, short card. Fun weekend, though. Somehow the Rockets, who have lost 11 in a row, are open a 5.5-point favorite against the Cavs, who are showing some fight after an 0-13 ATS run. The Nets down Kyrie and Durant, laying 3.5 against the Spurs. The Spurs with a big win at home against the Pelicans. And speaking of the Pelicans, they're also at home against the Jazz. And Joe Osborne points out the Pelicans have played 10 straight overs in the first quarter. And their games keep going over as well. The high-flying Pelican games, but 10 straight overs. Utah 2-0 against the Pelicans this year. And they're laying open 6.5-point favors with a 235 in one of the night games coming up.
I'm actually kind of surprised this game is not closer to 240.
Yeah, as am I. Portland 6.5 and 235 at home against Charlotte. Charlotte off the miracle win last night, down 8 with a minute, and the Kings were at the line shooting 2, and they won the game in regulation. They have lost 12 in a row in Portland. So that's a tough assignment, a tough turnaround, and a bad second half by the Blazers against the Lakers on Friday night.
Yep. And the Blazers have been a machine in the first quarter.
Yeah, 10-2 run, according to Joe Osborne.
I think it's a good spot for them.
Yeah. Let me run over those numbers again. Suns 18-4. These are first quarter. Suns 18-4 run. Blazers 10-2. OKC 10-2-1. Pelicans 10 straight overs. First half. Knicks 13 in a row, including the miracle on Saturday.
Yep.
And they got there again yesterday. OKC 12-3. Lakers 2-9. Good job by Joe pointing those out.
And don't forget that angle that came in again last night. You can get down on this in play for sure. The Lakers fourth quarter, where games go to die. It was 22-18, the point scored last night in the fourth quarter. 40 combined by those two teams. And that number is, I believe, it's 14 out of 15 in that range. We talked about it last week in the Lakers. I think every game has come in since then. That's just, it's, again, betting this pregame, a lot of books are not going to have that. But from what I've seen before the game starts, the Lakers' fourth quarters have been around 54, 55 in that neighborhood. They play in the 30s sometimes. They play in the low 40s, the mid 40s. They had one game touch 60, the game that went over, I believe. That was the only one. And that game was over with in the first quarter. Remember, the Lakers blew a huge lead the last time they played the Warriors. It was an 18-point lead for the Lakers. The Warriors completely wiped out that deficit. They came back to win, and right away you could just tell it's not happening tonight. And the Lakers were small favorites in the game, and they completely took care of business.
Mm-hmm. Now, things have changed. I know Von Tobel has been going to bat, and he's on tomorrow, for Mitchell, MVP, and also Harden. And I know they there was on a pregame show yesterday. They said, who's your MVP? And the guy said Harden.
It was Paul Pierce.
Was that who it was?
Yeah.
He had Harden? Yeah.
This was as of yesterday.
Yeah. Harden is down to 15-1. After last week, some spots, he was 50. Harden's 15-1 at William Hill. So was Mitchell. He was 100-1 not that long ago. Lillard, 15-1. Freak's 18-1. You see the last five games he's had?
Yeah.
He's been great.
We've been giving him no chance the entire year, but
Jokic 6-1, Embiid +250, and the LeBron is the favorite there. But that, again, that's based on liability because this is a Laker town, and it's just nonstop Laker money and LeBron money. And also from a division standpoint, hard to find out here in Las Vegas, though it's unfortunate. But time to buy on the Heat to win their division, and time to buy on Dallas. I saw Dallas this week as low as -150. Well, easy for me to say because I have the Spurs 23-1. But still, it's based on, I would jump in now on Dallas because, remember, San Antonio and Memphis have that grueling stretch coming up in the second half because they both were on pause and had COVID issues.
Sure.
So you're going to have to play, what, 40-some games in 67 days. Mm. That's a tough assignment, tough task.
I'm not going to buy in on the Heat yet. And I have the Hornets at 11-1. I'm completely writing off the Hawks.
Yes.
I don't think the Hawks can win that division. But I think the Hornets can keep it close for a while. I can. So I'm just going to let that one play out for a little while. Although I do think the Heat, again, I said this, I think the Heat are going to be, once they get everybody back here, and again, it's a couple of months down the road that we're talking.
Well, you're right. It also comes down to price. You're right. They are in first place with a half-game lead. And Butler said, book it, we're making the playoffs, and we're going to go on a run here. And now they are hot as they get, and they had the nice win against the Jazz. And they still came right back with Butler out, and I think Hero was out too, and beat the Hawks. But you know, sometimes you just have to say no because of the price.
I think that team's going to give – that team has the best chance to give the Nets a great series in the Eastern Conference. I think Philly can as well. I can't see the Bucks beating the Nets. I mean, if everybody's back for both teams and they're completely healthy, I think the Nets take care of the Bucks in like five games. Six games, but I think the Heat would be all sorts of trouble for the Nets. Love Spoelstra. How do you not? Okay, there you go. The number's starting to dip down a little bit now.
And the Sun should be in first place.
Yes, they should be.
They are now a game out of first, but they've won 11 of 13, I believe. They've won 11 of 13. The two losses, they led by 17 against Charlotte, lost at home, and led the Nets by 25 in the third quarter and lost with no Kyrie and Durant.
Yep.
Those are the two losses.
And let me give you this as well. Another great follow on Twitter, at StatMuse. Mm-hmm. Luka, this was, I believe, sent out yesterday. So Luka turned 22 years old. He is the second player in NBA history with 4,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists before turning 22 years old. The other player was LeBron. But we saw that on Saturday night. James Harden, after that game, when the Mavericks, you know, they blew out the Nets on national TV, Harden said, the Mavericks got a special one there.
So Andrew sent in a tweet, about betting on food. I did that growing up. When I was fat, I did that all the time, especially in college.
Well, how much you can eat?
How much you can eat in one sitting and go to Hardee's out there. Back here, it's Carl's Jr.
Right.
How many Subways? I did 3-foot-long subs in one sitting. And I did, I was a fat boy. I did 8 junior bacon cheeseburgers at Wendy's.
At one time?
Yes.
Boy, you were massive.
Huge. Wow. Huge. Couldn't meet a woman. I couldn't understand it.
Oh, is that right? Oh, you still can't, so. That's disgusting. 3-foot-long Subway subs.
Yeah.
Back to back to back.
Put them down.
I did 3 Whoppers. I thought that was good. That's
it was
nothing compared to that.
It was March Madness. You start the day off with some beer.
Yeah.
You're watching all day.
Actually,
put them down.
Is he talking about Joey Jaws? He's Chestnut, hot dog?
He was talking about Chicago deep dish and some buddies. Big Mike was the guy's name. Yeah, Big Mike. And Big Mike finished this pizza and how many?
No, because I have no issues whatsoever betting on the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, no,
I love doing
it. Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's great.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
I'll tell you, like last night, I want this stuff more available. The Golden Globes, Oscars. I want to bet on that stuff every single year. A lot of chalk came in last night, but there were a couple of dogs, $9, $14, that came in as dogs.
They love Sorkin. I was surprised it was that high. He cleaned up, won a couple.
Yeah.
And Rosamund Pike plus 1250, 14-1 in some spots. The Pacino didn't get there, but there was some high comedy there too as well, with people with their setup and how Pacino looked, and Jeff Daniels got the flannel shirt on, and what Sudeikis was wearing. Oh, I have to talk now? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
People love this Ted Lasso.
It's amazing.
I haven't checked it out yet, but people love this.
The best show since the pandemic started. Teddy Greenstein, points bet next. He's got an opinion on the sickest beat of the week, and I'll ask him what it was coming up. The program, Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. Mondays at this time, Teddy Greenstein joins the program from PointsBet Sportsbooks. Teddy, thanks for the time as always. You know, we were kicking around. There was a nasty beat last night in the NBA. Last game on the schedule, Kings, Hornets. Kings had an 8-point lead with like a minute 16 to go. Whether or not you're laying 2.5 or 3 points with the money line, they got outscored down the stretch. Like 14-3 or whatever it was, they lost by a point in regulation. But you have a bad beat over the weekend as well. What was it,
Mitch? I think I could top that. You know, our boy Sam Panionovic, he gave out the under in Wisconsin, Illinois, of about 136, and the pick looked absolutely genius. Through 35 minutes in the game, only 95 points were scored. And then I don't know if you saw what happened in the final 5 minutes, but let me sum it up. So the final score was 74-69. 46 points were scored in the final 5 minutes.
Okay.
Dimitri Trice hit 5 3-pointers in the final 2:16. He scored 19 points in a little over 2 minutes. That was an absolute joke.
Mark,
that's pretty bad.
Mark just sent in an email too. Cavs Sixers, 220. If it lands 221, 37 points in overtime.
Oh.
37 points in overtime. That is unbelievable. Capped off by Ben Simmons, of all people, hitting a three.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I totally missed that. Thanks, Mark. That's unbelievable, too, what happened.
Yeah. By the way, Illinois now, Teddy, they have a tough schedule going out. The Big Ten tournament, obviously, after that. I think that they can actually leapfrog Ohio State for a one seed. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State now has really disappointed. I was expecting them to have a good bounce back spot and to take care of Iowa in the Page Make It Rain game. And not only did the Buckeyes, just get crushed at home, they made only 4 threes. So only $12 in free bets for Buckeye supporters. So that was a disappointing one. But big picture, guys. The calendar has flipped to March. This is the best calendar flip of the year. And speaking of college hoops, I'm seeing updated odds. Michigan is entering into Gonzaga and Baylor territory in terms of outright. So right now we just released Gonzaga plus 275 to win it all. Baylor plus 325. Michigan plus 350. I mean, this team is just like indestructible right now. You know, solid victory and cover over Indiana over the weekend.
Yep. What was the biggest upset that you noticed?
So you got to go to the FCS, and I wrote about some of these FCS games last week. We didn't have Coach Prime Unfortunately, the Jackson State game got canceled because of COVID issues with Mississippi Valley. But the North Dakota State Bison were going for their 40th consecutive win and were minus 800 against Southern Illinois. And the final score of that puppy was 38-14, Southern Illinois. I really wish I had, that would have been a good points betting spot, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
If you put 10 bucks down there on Southern Illinois, that would have turned into $400. So that was a shocking one. So I see on Twitter here that the underdogs went 16-4 against the spread in FCS games. So I think our traders will be making a bunch of adjustments for next weekend.
Four bigger upsets, more than better than North Dakota State, which I can't believe, and the Dixie State to cap it off as well.
Yeah.
It was a wild weekend with that, with the FCS.
Yeah,
they were minus 800 to win that game, and Southern Illinois was plus 550, so that was something. Now, speaking of odds, you guys are kind of into golf, so I was looking at Colin Morikawa. He was 30-1 to win the Masters before the WGC, dropped down to 22-1 after that sparkling performance, and now is settled at 25-1. So I think a lot of people are curious, after seeing his iron play in Florida, you know, what kind of price he has for the Masters coming
up.
So 25-1, still pretty good for a player of his caliber who's won a major.
Yep. Anything else that you have going on for today or this week that you want everybody to know about?
Just a lot of Page Make It Rain. I mean, the initial idea, Mitch, was to give away $3 million in free bets to celebrate her 3 million Instagram followers, and we're going to end up exceeding that, which is good. That means a lot of people are making it rain. And I can tell you this, couple little teasers. We're announcing a big new on-air talent today, so that'll be exciting. And we're working on some massive March Madness promotions that we'll be able to announce pretty soon. So more exciting stuff going on. One game I'm keeping my eye on tonight, by the way, my Bulls are getting 5 at home against the Nuggets. Both sides minus 105. So I'll be definitely examining that game as the day goes on.
Minus 105. Very good. Teddy.
Minus 105 both sides.
Yep. Thanks for the time as always. Have a good week.
Enjoy it, guys. See ya.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again on Friday. Teddy Greenstein with Points Bet up next.
What a run by Morikawa Saturday.
Oh, that was
8 of 9 holes he birdied. Or yep. 7 of 8.
Ooh. Paul will run down bad beats, line moves. We have win-lose coming up next.
Horse racing fan, First Bet's the place for you. Wagering on races at over 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. All brought to you by ExpressBet. Promo code VEGAS150. Get a $150 match bonus after you bet $150 within your first 30 days. First.com/bet/Vegas for details. Promo code VEGAS150. Time for win-lose.
Rough night? Good night? How does it make you feel? Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today and win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
I'll tell you, win some right off the bat. The response on these dumb bets, what we stumbled into it, food stuff, and that's going to be fun to recap tomorrow.
They keep coming in. We don't have enough time to get into it today, but I am amazed at what I'm seeing right now on email.
Yep. Bad beats. And thanks for Mark to sending it. God, I'm looking at this box score. In the play-by-play, Saturday, the total in the Cavs-Sixers game was 220. It goes over because of overtime, and then in overtime, they scored 37 points in 5 minutes, capped off by a Simmons three. I can't believe it. A lot like what Teddy just said with the Big Ten game. How about Pacers' first half Saturday? People were on it, I'm sure, because they were well aware of the Knicks. Well, how you cash the ticket on the Knicks? They closed with a 17-3 run, and Rose hit a three from the parking lot at the buzzer.
That's now 13
in a row. Yep. 13 in a row for the Knicks. Hurricanes, Panthers under 6. 1-0 with 18 minutes left. No ZD. No soup for you. 4-3. Nichols State, Lamar over 55 in college football. Well, you get 55 out of Nichols State. Hello, anything, Lamar? Hello? No?
Field goal?
No.
Something?
Nothing. Win some UFC. Lawrence by knockout 7-1 here at Circa. To win in round 3, 18-1. Happened again. De La Rosa and Silva draw. 70-1. FCS Dogs won 16-4 ATS on Saturday. Six double-digit Dogs won straight up. Southern Illinois, 7-1. VMI, 9-1, catching 21. Incarnate Word, plus 350, won by 28. Dixie State, plus 27.5. They won. Gardner Webb, plus 17.5. They won. By three touchdowns. These are easy. I mean, North Dakota State got blown out. Dixie State won by double digits, catching 27.5. Gardner Webb plus 18, 17.5, won by three touchdowns. Dixie State won by 12.
I mean, everybody's still trying to figure this stuff out, right? Odds makers, bettors, right? It's going to be interesting to see how the numbers are going to, if they're going to tighten up at all, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Yep. Butler plus 550 yesterday on the money line.
Yep.
Beat Villanova, who was laying 12.5, and they went 2 of 27 from 3. A couple other wins, some Chelsea. They've conceded 3 goals in their last 10 matches. Keep following Chelsea and under. A 0-0 yesterday, a 1-0 win in the Champions League. Since they've changed managers, nothing but low-scoring matches. And the best of all, though, is Man City. They're only 1,600 here at Circa? It's a suitcase, Ben. Say, they're not. It's over.
Oh, it's been over for two weeks.
Yeah, the sheet's right. Minus 1,600 to win the Prem. They've won 20.
Huh? That can't be updated. You
know, no chance?
I mean, they're like minus 5,000 other spots.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe they fell asleep.
Yeah.
Man City's won 20 in a row. They've conceded 8 goals in their last 27 matches, going back to their last loss against Tottenham, November 21st. Oh, God. Bad for the books. You had Missouri State open 3.5 at DraftKings. They closed 7. Brad Powers mentioned that. They won by 6. Austin Peay, Tennessee State under 57 down to 54. That was 27-20. Rosamond Pike, 12.50 yesterday, as high as 14-1 at the Golden Globes. Aaron Sorkin, 9-1 as well. Nice setup at his place. Not bad. It's fun to see. Fun to see his setup as well. The videos at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. This is well done. Fast food roulette sent in from a viewer. Can't get enough. All right, yeah, let's do it. What do we got today? Applebee's, McDonald's, Subway, Texas Roadhouse. Maybe humans put it together and determine where's the ball land.
I'll tell you what.
That is great.
They better
Arby's
get a patent on this thing.
That's a great idea.
Could be a huge hit.
We've heard of credit card roulette, which I like to play.
Yeah.
You get a big group out. Who picks up the tab? Roulette with the fast food. Chipotle even on there as well. One dog video, an oldie but a goodie, where he pretends not to be looking. I want your food. Give me a snack. Come on. Let me have some. And then the owner looks back at the dog. Yeah, not looking. He's back up at the ceiling and then stares right back at the food. The owner looks again, and it's out of control. And thanks to all these people, no matter where you are, United States, Canada, sending it in. One was from Ontario last week. A couple people sending these in. Guys, today's March 1st. And that's one picture. And the one guy driving around his own neighborhood. It's just house after house after house with all the Christmas lights that are still up. Out of control.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, you can be too festive.
You can, yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Can I give you a couple emails here?
Sure.
This is very good. Weirdest, dumbest, oddest thing you've ever bet on. This is from Rod. He's very interested to see where this goes, he says. I made a bet with 4 friends back in 1984 that Washington would beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl. If I won, I'd get a total of $100. But if I lost, they would get cut the cast off of my left arm. I had broken my wrist playing hockey 3 weeks previously. Cast was supposed to be on for another 6 weeks. Well, you know the story. Raiders won 38-9. All of us were fairly intoxicated. They used a hacksaw to cut it off, and when I got home, my wife was so pissed. I never went to the hospital for another cast, but broke it again playing hockey a few months later. Never healed properly. Yep. Ideas that you come up with when you've had maybe a couple too many. This is a great one from Brad. This one's going to be tough to top.
It is.
FTM@vsin.com. We can spend an entire segment on this tomorrow. Brad says, over the years, we have bet on our friends getting divorced or not.
Love it.
One guy is the bookie. He holds all the money. I currently have about $300 tied up and to be paid out or lost within the next 2 to 3 years.
I wonder how many people would be divorced if it didn't come down to money or kids. You know, 15% of marriages are successful, and you're part of the 15. Good for you.
Jimmy Vaccaro set my marriage total at 18 months.
Was it 18? Yeah.
18 months.
Yep. Easy cash.
He doesn't like to pay off bets, though.
Ooh,
from what I've been told.
Yeah. Because you look at it, 55% in a divorce, and then 30% people stay together because of the kids or money. The Bill Burr line is so good. Is this the line where I lose half my stuff?
This is where I got to sign up?
Why is it so long? Is this? Yeah, good.
You know,
someone's going to sneak in pocket.
Okay.
In pocket, I like the Jets tonight. Jets are playing well. Vancouver's lost 11-13. The number's fishy, but I'll still go with the Jets tonight. And, you know, check the goaltender situation for Toronto, but great performance. Campbell had the shutout as they beat the Oilers the other night, too, but and I had the push with Bradley. Of course, I get the push in the Friday game, and then Bradley beats him outright on Saturday. And, so small lean to UNC Asheville tonight. Why not? Big South quarter start today. They're laying 3 against Longwood.
I'm going over Pelicans Jazz. I think 235
sure.
is too small. I think we're going to get another big
first
one.
First quarter, too?
I did not, by the way, guys, I did not bet that Rockets-Raptors game. That's not a loser. I did not bet it. Said that on Friday. The Wild was a loser. That was a bad one. But Jazz-Pelicans, if it's 58, which I might be, I'd go over that as well in the first quarter.
Is it 58 or 56? And yeah, but 10 okay. straight first quarter overs for the Pelicans.
Nick Bogdanovich joins the program. William Hill, did anybody notice this sport was back yesterday? Today from the OddsTrader.com studio here at Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. You're going to get the real-time bet tracking. You can compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. Great website. Go check it out today, OddsTrader.com. Nick Bogdanovich joins the program, Director of Trading with William Hill Sportsbooks across the country. As always, Nick, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Did anybody notice that baseball was back yesterday? Did you see some action on that sport?
Yes, we did. I was shocked that a bet popped up that said Brewers plus 105 for 1,000, and that's the first time that I realized that the baseball was back. So I had no idea it was even up until I had to prove a bet. So yeah, no, people always bet the exhibition baseball. They love it. They find out who the pitchers are and they get at it. Baseball has their dyed-in-wool true blue fans and they even bet the exhibition.
You are so busy every single day and the action just nonstop and you know you're always approving bets. And how often though does something like this come in with you took 30,000 on Michigan at 8-1 to win a college basketball title? Maybe not 30,000, but how often do you get futures that come in 10,000, 5,000, 15,000 to win this or that?
You know, the guy who bet the 30,000 on Michigan, he beat us huge when the Blues made their run and won the Stanley Cup that year. So this guy is a visionary. So I would suggest running out there and betting Michigan to win it all. We get stuff like that all the time. There's no shortage of money or action, that's for sure. On Thursday in town, the Nuggets played the Washington. We had a guy bet over 238 for 300,000. So that was probably the big bet of the week. Come 112, 110. So we won that one.
But wow.
Yeah, you see some pretty weird stuff all the time if you're in this chair.
300,000 on NBA total?
That's correct.
Unbelievable.
How does that bet get placed on a regular season game midweek in the NBA?
With a lot of C notes.
Like he, good line. I mean, he actually came up with money to the window, or that wasn't wired in or anything like that?
No, he bet off some tickets he had the day before. So,
I got it in my pocket.
Wow.
Okay, right. Yeah, it's like Robert Durst. You have it? Well, not on me. I can go get it.
Right.
You're getting national attention for the Fleury bet. Can you explain this Marc-Andre Fleury to score a goal?
I guess he was on some talk show, and the guy said, if you score a goal, donate a bunch of money to charity. And Joe heard it, and Joe told marketing. Marketing thought it would be a good idea. And, of course, props like this we put up in the past, and it's all going to be one way. I mean, you know, there hasn't been many, so it's got to be real high. And anytime you stick up something real high, they're only going to bet the big plus, and the liability will mount really fast. So we put it up plus 75-1. Probably should have been 300 or 400-1. But how much liability can you take on? Right now, we already got. There's $3,044 on it to win $226,000. So it's just going to add up and add up and add up. I mean, I guess we figure to win the prop, but if for some unforeseen strange reason he scores a goal, we'll probably be on the hook for $1 million, I would imagine, by the time this thing is said and done. But these are the type of things that people request and we put them up.
Yeah, okay, now he's going to go for it. So that's good. Good job by Joe Asher as well. Well, you're right. I mean, it's probably 300, 400, 500-1, but there's no reason to put it up because obviously they're going to bet 75 and maybe lower than that.
Well, it will be lower, and I got a fair two-way price on it. So, I mean, it maybe someone wants to lay the no at some point if it gets cheap enough, but obviously the season gets shorter and shorter as we go. But this goes through the playoffs, too, and that could be – who knows how many games that could be. That could be four series. You know, that's an extra 20 games. So, who knows? We'll see how it plays out.
How about any decent bets on people speculating where Watson or Wilson might end up in the NFL? Like, did you take anything on the 49ers, maybe if Watson would go there, or the Jets if he goes somewhere like that? Maybe the Raiders, because Wilson talked about that team, or Chicago. Anything in that neighborhood?
Not yet. I'd love to see Deshaun Watson land in Las Vegas. He's one of my favorite players in the league. I think he's a big time winning player, and I like Carr too. I just think Watson takes him to a complete another level. So, fingers crossed, he lands in Las Vegas.
Good job putting the NFL draft props already. And I know some of them have moved to Wilson to go ahead of Fields, Fields to go ahead of Lance. Anything significant coming? And I love that you put up with the first four quarterbacks, the first four picks be quarterbacks.
No, but I mean, on the, obviously there's going to be five quarterbacks picked in the first round. Obviously the four are real early, and the fifth one is the kid from Alabama. And I didn't know if he was going 15 to New England or 18 or 19, so I stuck it up 15 and a half over 80. I must have made a good number because everyone's passed that one. The one prop, I mean, they are betting the Fields over Wilson at a plus price, and they are betting Lance over Fields as well. So they're taking the plus prices. But, all I did was take an accumulation of like 9 mock drafts and tried to do my best with it. Then the very next day I hung it. The one guy says on the headlines of CBS Sportsline that Lance will go ahead of Fields. So that immediately made some people bet it for a couple nickels. So we'll see. I mean, it's all speculation.
Sure.
This is just all like Golden Globe stuff. You do your best with the info you got, and probably for the most part it turns out the info is correct. But there are times that it's not, and you usually make some pretty good money when it's not.
You got it. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch. Visa, Nick Bogdanovich, our guest, director of trading, William Hill. Largest in-play wagering menu every single day, William Hill U.S. on Twitter. Dogs crushed it Saturday, at least. How was the FCS handle? A lot of upsets.
Yeah, when I did it, there was 3 games left on Saturday. If you bet $1,000 blindly on the money lines, you'd be up 46,000. So, yeah, 46 units. That's how big the dogs crushed it. The one was, 20-1 shot. But I mean, there was a bunch of huge upsets on Saturday. Just no action to it. There's just no action to the FCS football. And that's okay. We'll put it up. We'll take a few hundred here, a few hundred there. Maybe after a couple games, they'll get the hang of it or see some data they can look back on. But there's just no interest in it. Like I said, it's on the weekends, and there's just too much stuff going on. I mean, it's just the weekends are jammed with sports.
Yeah, and then some of the games are only on ESPN Plus, so that's unfortunate as well. Anything to report on the UFC and the golf?
UFC was decent, decent at best, but this week's going to blow it off the charts. I mean, this card is insane. So, Saturday I'm going to have to strap myself in because there's going to be some action on this card for sure.
Yeah, this card is magnificent. I can't wait for this card coming up on Saturday. You mentioned Golden Globes 2 minutes ago. Were you able to actually book that back east?
You know, I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't know if we did or not. I was not involved in that. So, you know, with the COVID stuff, I don't even, was there even any movies to handicap? I know there were some TV shows probably, but was it limited because of the COVID and everything got shut down, or I didn't even pay attention to it?
I mean, they some of the categories last night, they're talking about movies, and I'm like, I've never heard of 80% of these. I don't even know where they're available at. And then people are promoting movies last night. Hey, it's going to be out by March 28th. I'm like, are we going to have full-blown theaters open by the end of March? I have no clue.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the beauty of the Oscars. I mean, you get to go to the movies all year, and then you handicap it. But I haven't seen a movie theater, obviously, in years. So, I mean, it's hopefully it's getting closer. Obviously, more and more people are getting the shot in the arm. So hopefully there's a full-blown bunch of people at the Ryder Cup when they play.
You're not as bad as Vaccaro. What's the last movie you saw at a theater?
Maybe The Sting in 1975.
Oh, come on.
No, I love going to movies. No, I think, what was Vaccaro's?
Star Wars.
Yeah, no, I'm not that bad. I love going to movie theater.
All right, but hey, you got to love this, too. You're a hoops junkie. We made it to March. We got the big South quarters today, and four tickets get punched this weekend for the madness.
Yeah, no, the college basketball action is just strong every day. I mean, before, you know, on Friday it'd be a weak card, and Mondays and Tuesdays in the last few years have been beefed up. But before then, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, there's been 25 games every single day since the beginning of this season. So, I mean, college hoops has been strong. Now, granted, there's been a bunch of cancellations and COVIDs, but I tell you, the college hoops has been incredible. I mean, it really has. Hats off to the ADs and the kids for getting through it.
Yep. Great job, my friend. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon. You're going to have a busy weekend. Can't wait to recap it Monday.
See you, guys.
You got it. Director of Trading, Nick Bogdanovich. Yeah, he said, true story, told us on the air. The last movie Vaccaro saw in the theater, Star Wars, 1977.
Yep. And I watched it for the first time, no joke, during the pandemic. Had never seen Star Wars in my life.
That's a huge upset. I can't believe it. We're the same age. Huh. It said there was Star Wars. Every kid on this, every kid had Chewbacca, Darth Vader, the costumes, all the toys, whatever. And there's just one after. There's the biggest thing going. Jedi, Empire.
Who was the guy that wore the hood? Obi-Wan Kenobi. Is it
the guy who wore the hood?
He was a good character. But like going into the movie, I'm like, I have no Obi. What? What is that supposed to mean?
I love Boba Fett. Big Boba
Haven't gotten there yet. Maybe
Mysterious.
In the next 30 years, I'll get to that one.
Bounty hunt. Yeah, maybe squeeze it in.
Keep the emails coming because we're going to do this tomorrow.
You got to be shocked at the response.
It was a
can't believe it. I cannot believe the tweets and emails that came in on strangest bet or dumbest thing you've bet on.
Yep. FTM@vsin.com. This is from Casey. I don't think this is very dumb. He said, we used to bet cut the deck, right?
Oh, yeah.
So high card would win while we're waiting for people to show up and play poker. I was doing that when I was... I actually had that idea back at the South Point. We'd end the show every single day, cut the deck for $100, then we would add it up at the end of the month and put a big parlay in for the staff.
All right, let's do it. I brought a deck in. I brought a deck of cards in.
Well, okay, we start tomorrow. We have 15 seconds.
Can you still find war here? I love playing war.
Yes, I think.
The Bellagio used to have it.
Tropicana used to have it.
iCard, yeah. You just go to war with the dealer. What a rush.
Tomorrow's going to be great. I can't wait to get home and read all these emails today. FTM@vsin.com. Good luck with your bets tonight. Back tomorrow, 7 Eastern. See you.